Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 4 through 6.
He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and at evening withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good.
Now today's devotional reflection. Last time we discussed that planting tangible seeds into the earth, or spiritual seeds through faith, requires God's creative power for a bountiful harvest. Like the farmer in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we should sow our seeds in the morning and keep ourselves occupied throughout the day because we do not know which activity will bring profit. We must sow spiritual seeds daily and continuously, for we do not know when the harvest will come. It could be from the morning work, the afternoon work, or both. This unpredictability should not discourage us, but rather it should fuel our anticipation and trust in God's timing for a bountiful harvest. Chuck writes, "I remember a time when I felt the Holy Spirit asking me to sow a large seed into the life of someone in need. However, I didn't have enough resources to fulfill what was being asked. But to my surprise, not only did God supply the seed that I needed to sow, He also brought me a harvest that was beyond my expectation. God gave me instructions on how to sow the seed. God provided the resources to do so. And He also brought a harvest that allowed me to sow more seeds into the lives of others. I could have told the Holy Spirit that I didn't have any seeds to sow. However, I remember the wisdom of Ecclesiastes, which says that farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. I trusted that God would provide me with what I needed and followed the instructions He gave me. It wasn't easy because I needed the seed for myself, but I obeyed and sowed the seed as He asked. In the end, God provided a harvest on the seed, which not only met my needs, but also gave me a surplus that I could use to help others. Remember, the ideal time to sow seeds never comes. Therefore, I urge you to take action now to plant your seed and trust God to bring the harvest. Do not wait for the perfect conditions, but work diligently while you can. Watch how God blesses your efforts and brings forth a bountiful harvest. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.